Nossa, escuta.
April 6th is dead ahead, and the logbook.com's escape pod is about to land on it. I'm Earl Green, your guide through events both futuristic and fantastic, with a geeky eye on what tomorrow looked like yesterday. In 1973, NASA launched Pioneer 10, the first spacecraft to visit the planet Jupiter.
Sister spacecraft Pioneer 11 left the pad on its long and chancy voyage to Jupiter and Saturn.
It was also the first spacecraft to include a message intended for anyone who might encounter it later on its journeys. In 1984, for the first time in history, an orbiting satellite was retrieved, repaired, and relaunched as the crew of Space Shuttle Challenger lifted off on a mission to fix the Solar Max satellite.
Okay, we've got it, and we're in the process of putting in the FSS.
Outstanding.
Born on this day in 1937, Billy Dee Williams, Star Wars scoundrel Lando Calrissian.
You look absolutely beautiful. You truly belong here with us among the clouds.
Thank you.
And in 1938, Roy Thin, star of the late 60s UFO paranoia series The Invaders. In 1953, Christopher Frankie, founding member of Tangerine Dream and the composer behind the music of Babylon 5, was born. On this day in 1992, science fiction author and robot lawmaker Isaac Asimov died. And in 2011, Jerry Finnerman, the cinematographer who decided to film every actress on Star Trek through a soft focus lens, died. Speaking of Star Trek, it was today in 1967 that fans first met the Guardian of Forever.
This single object is the source of all the time displacement.
Explain.
I can't. For this to do what it does is impossible by any science I understand.
And what is it?
A question. Since before your sun burned hot in space, and before your race was born, I have awaited a question.
What are you?
I am the Guardian of Forever.
As Harlan Ellison's all-time classic Star Trek episode, The City on the Edge of Forever, premiered on NBC. In 1985, following up on the character's TV movie premiere, Max Headroom got his own series on Channel 4 in the UK, interviewing celebrities and introducing music videos. The first guest in the hot seat was Sting.
I suppose, like me, you've no time for golf?
I have no time for golf. I hate golf, Max, you know this. It's an old man's game.
Okay, I won't take that as the personal dig I'm sure it was meant to be.
In 2012, a remake of the 1970s anime space opera Space Battleship Yamato premiered in Japan, retelling the story with a more modern look and faster pacing. You can read about these events and many, many more every day of the year on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline. And you can also pick up the Logbook's original books and DVDs there, along with hundreds of other titles in the Logbook.com store. Thanks for listening to the Logbook.com's Escape Pod.
Go, Hanare, East Gandalue, Harubaru no Zomu, Uchu Senkan Yamato.
The escape pod was written and produced by Earl Green.